Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airway. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gar.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features. They are completely free. freetalklive.com. Last hour, we were talking about education and some suggested changes that Bill Gates and his panel of experts have decided that should be made to the entire government school system. And, of course, we didn't even touch on how difficult it would be for the government to actually make any of these sweeping changes. I mean, it's just a lot easier to just stick with what you've got going on rather than implement all these changes. Of course, it really wouldn't make a difference, as you put it during one of the breaks, Wayne. They're talking about just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. We're still talking about government schools, and government schools inherently are run poorly. It's just a matter of being a bureaucracy versus a for-profit business.
And the unions wouldn't allow a lot of these changes.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They don't, they don't have the incentive to innovate. They don't have the incentive to satisfy customers because they just aren't connected to the marketplace.
Exactly.
Their customers are not directly paying them. They're funded through coercion. Not going to get into detail on that, but if you shift over to colleges, somebody might say, well, colleges are better because colleges, there's more competition, they're more market-based, people are actually paying more directly for the education they're getting. And they'd be right about that. That much is
true. In a way.
Now, there is, of course, there's a lot of government funding of colleges. Right. There's a lot of, for instance, a state college is essentially a college that is really heavily connected to the government. In fact, there are very few, I think maybe two or three
and
colleges.
In fact, I think people will find that if they turn to some of the side projects of their state colleges, particularly in the sociology departments and the history departments, they'll find that there are state-funded offices at their colleges which are working in direct contravention to the principles of individual liberty, not only the fact that their money is being taken, but they are coming up with polls and studies and all sorts of things that are going to be used by politicians back in the state regarding insurance reform.
To justify more big government.
Exactly.
Right. So there's plenty of problems with colleges on just on the face of being a college and the system that is set up and how it's funded and all that. But that all doesn't even address the ultimate question. And that is, should you go? Now, we have a lot of younger listeners in our audience. And if you're in high school, for instance, right now, you're probably getting a lot of something like this. Oh, what college are you going to? Well, I don't know. I'm applying at some of them. Well, what are you going to be when you grow up? And, you know, there's this sort of societal mentality of you must go to college if you want to be successful.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's really true.
Yeah, it's as if you have to be part of the sequence. It's an inevitable sequence. You must graduate school, get this many credits, do these types of classes so you can get into this college, and then from that college you will get this type of a job. I went to Boston University, and to answer your question, I studied filmmaking there. And it was a waste of my time and a lot of my parents' money and some of my money. And
yeah, you spend a lot of time editing film these days, huh?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You don't.
No, it's totally stupid. The stuff I learned about film you can learn in about 4 months. And it's ridiculous. And it's all based on innate ability anyway.
And these days, film doesn't matter anymore.
No, it's so stupid. And then now there are some things that are very important. You know, going to school for getting some sort of a degree in business or something like that, or maybe engineering you want to train. But
I'm not trying to make it sound like college is completely useless. Mm-hmm. For certain fields, I believe it absolutely is something you have to do. You want to be a doctor, you want to be a lawyer. I mean, there are certain things where that piece of paper is critical to having a future in that particular industry.
And that environment learning is probably good.
Sure. But nonetheless, it behooves us to honestly take a close look at the phenomenon of college in the United States and look at the people that are attending college and determine whether or not this is actually a good idea for them. Luckily, we don't have to do the research because somebody else has already done so. Let's see. I believe this is from MichaelRobertson.com. In 2005, young people ages 18 to 25 in the United States gambled $67 billion. Not in Vegas or in online poker rooms, but on a betterment program called college. Their hope is that the monies they're spending now will allow them to earn more money over their lifetime. It's an investment, right? Well, many are paying for this wager by amassing a mountain of debt that will take years to pay off. Now, is that a good wager? Conventional wisdom says it is. But with $67 billion on the line, and that's a debt accumulated by just 1 year, or in just 1 year, by college attendees. So $67 billion this year,
wow,
and then another $67 billion next year. Probably go up, actually, next year. We should have more than conventional wisdom or parental or societal pressures to guide the way to smart economic decisions. Reif's economic analysis shows that college is a financial mistake for more than half of American young people today. Shielded from scrutiny in this transaction by an assumption of public good are universities and college leaders who many expect to provide guidance to these young people. While the data, of course, they're going to guide them into their college.
That's right.
It's more money for them.
That's right.
While the data hints at ways for some individuals to improve the odds of a positive financial outcome, half of the people attending college should hear the frank, counterintuitive advice, don't go to college. Now, it's interesting. People are so skeptical when it comes to business people, right? Like when you're going to buy a product, you might wonder if the person selling you that product is a scam artist.
Right.
You know, somebody trying to sell you a piece of crap and essentially walk away with all your money. And
commission salesman, they just want the money.
Right. People are concerned with these things when it comes to buying a DVD player. But when it comes to spending $20, $40, $60, $80,000 at a college
per year,
but they just flush it away as though, oh, well, we have to do this. This is fine. This is college. It's good. These people are running a business, too. Why aren't we equally as skeptical about their claims? The analysis begins by assessing a college education purely as a monetary investment. Undoubtedly, there are other benefits beyond money to attend college, but it's such an enormous economic decision that it seems foolish to not fully understand the financial ramifications and use that as a primary factor in the decision process. After all, the reason you're supposedly going is to make more money. Overall, college grads do have higher earnings than non-grads, but that's only part of the equation. And you know that the college people, the promoters, they plaster those numbers all over the place.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, you'll earn more money.
And so do the politicians, of course, when they say that a college education is now a right.
A deeper analysis looks at the cost of acquiring that degree and the monies included, including interest charges, which need to be repaid. And then using a 40-year time career, here is the total return, which look at earnings, college expenses, and interest. So if you're looking at your return on your college investment here, looking at a public college, for instance, a government state school, you're looking at spending $76,000, earnings over 40 years, more than high school graduates. $433,000 is what they will earn. Their effective interest rate on their investment is 4.42%. Compared to a private college, which is $151,000 because they don't have the subsidies, you're going to earn essentially $322,000 more than a high school graduate over 40 years.
Mm.
So you get a 1.9% return on your investment there.
Wow.
So pretty poor returns,
yeah,
there for the money you're investing. These numbers indicate that a college education is an extremely poor economic investment for private universities, and while better for public institutions, still poses a meager return when compared to typical investments.
Mm.
To put it another way, most financial planners expect a 7 to 8% annual return. If you propose to them a 40-year investment with expected yields of 2 to 4% on average, they would most surely recommend against it. Making matters worse, the numbers used for this calculation use average salaries for men. Since average women's salaries are less, college is an even poorer investment for females. Now, you might walk through all the calculations and link to a spreadsheet file, but we want to anticipate some of the criticism likely to be pointed out. First, in our calculation, we did assume 100% debt financing. Now, few students finance 100% of their academic costs. Some have parents that pay for all of a portion of their costs. Some qualify for financial aid, such as grants. But just because the monies are coming from another source doesn't change the effective return. It just distributes the poor investment to a wider pool of people, taxpayers and parents.
Right.
So then we're going to examine what the numbers look like if you're lucky enough to have your parents pick up the entire tab, but instead of using the money to go to college, so your parents are going to give you the $75,000, you invested in a balanced portfolio which returns 7.5% annually, and presumably you got a job straight out of high school. So we're going to compare the numbers between getting a job out of high school and investing some cash, and investing the cash in college. Coming up.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 18, 2006. Gold's at $615.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $635, $320.48 for half, and $160.24 for quarter ounce coins at $635, $320.48, and $160.24. On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government at interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Garth.
You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the site, easily downloadable for your convenience. And it's free at freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. The three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org. liberty.org/libertyforum. We're talking about college. Everybody sort of taught as they're growing up that, well, the best of the best go to college. If you're really going to be smart and successful, you should go to college too.
Hey, Ian, you know, my mom used to always tell me,
go to college or you'll have a jackass job. Was she right?
Well, I went to college and I don't, yeah. But I don't know where I'd be if I didn't go to college.
Indeed. And I went to 2 years of college, and I essentially had to unlearn the things that I learned in college.
Yeah.
I went to 2 years for radio and television broadcasting, and I was taught to over-enunciate in college. This is what they taught me. They taught me to hit my T's really hard and to, you know, really spit it out there. And it's just, and then I got into radio. Actually, I was already in radio before I started college, and I started cutting commercials with this over-enunciation, and the production guy sort of took me aside, and he said, look, man, you don't do it this way.
Right.
And so, I essentially wasted my time at college. And I don't know how you feel about your college experience, Greg.
Yeah, I think it wasn't worth the investment. Everything that I learned there, except for maybe material from my politics and philosophy class with Celia Ben-Habib my freshman year.
There's plenty of books on politics.
Yeah, and in fact, I ended up, from there, I ended up learning more from this company called Knowledge Products, which puts out these great tapes that were available through Laissez-Faire Books for a while.
Right, you didn't have to pay $20,000 for the privilege of buying the tapes.
No way.
Yeah, $20.
It was $120 for, 10 tapes or something like that with great philosophers and one on the Constitution. A lot of it written by George Smith, famous libertarian. Ralph Rako did some. They have stuff on the world's great economic thinkers, narrated by Louis Rukeyser. Great stuff on the Austrian economist Hayek von Mises, Bumba Verk. And I learned more. It was like my own university.
On
I
your
directed
own,
it myself.
At your own, on yeah. your own pace.
Yeah, exactly.
And much more affordable. Well, now Michael Robertson at michaelrobertson.com has actually taken some numbers and is in analyzing as to whether or not it is a good idea to go to college, and he's looking at it from a purely financial standpoint. In that, for instance, if you went to a public or a state school where there's subsidies from the local state government, and you spent about $77,000, you would end up earning about $500,000, about $433,000 more in your 40-year lifetime working than someone who just graduated high school. So that's another $500,000. Yeah, that seems like, okay, might be sure. Worthwhile. But when you run the numbers, it's only a 4.42% return on your investment, which compared to a normal investment portfolio, not so great.
No.
In fact, it's really not much better than a money market or something. It's not much better than a CD. Well, let's look at the numbers when you compare the $77,000, again, these are the average fees to go to a state school.
Right.
So a lot of kids, for instance, they don't have to get into debt, and debt's a whole other issue. Getting into debt and having to pay that off for your whole life, whoa, I'm so glad I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
But let's presume that you've got kids with parents that got deep pockets, and the parents are just going to pay for college, just going to pay that $77,000 and send you to college. Let's compare that kid to the kid who managed to somehow talk his parents into giving him the $77,000 and then turning, maybe investing it with his parents with an investment advisor and all that and putting it into in different investments, a portfolio. Let's run the numbers. Over 40 years, the high school graduate who got the $77,000 and invested it would earn $1.2 million in his 40-year lifespan. His investment income at 7.5% on that $77,000 would earn him $1.3 million in addition to his earnings working at jobs. So that's a total of over $2.5 million that he would earn if he was able to take that $77,000 from his parents and invest it. Now compare that to the public college graduate who invested his money in the college. Well, he would make or almost $1.8 million in his 40-year lifespan. Investment income, zero, because he's been paying back that debt the entire time.
Right.
So, in actuality, the comparison is the high school graduate with that same amount of money to invest in a portfolio makes several hundred thousand dollars more in his lifetime than the college graduate does. Now, what these numbers indicate is that trust fund babies would be better off taking their college funds and investing them, bypassing college entirely and working at whatever job they could get without a degree. Now, of course, they don't teach you investing in high school.
No.
what they do is they teach you to go to college.
Right. They teach you that college equates to status. The more expensive the college, the more status you have, and the better you're going to do in life.
They also teach you political correctness in high school.
That's true.
Yeah, a lot of that.
You got that.
There are a few important conclusions to draw from these numbers. Conventional wisdom tells parents that they should be pushing their kids to college. For many young people, this will be awful advice, dooming them to a mountain of debt that they'll struggle with for decades, if not the rest of their life. Exploding costs of high school education tuition have far outpaced the income growth, making a college education a poor choice for half or more of the population. That is a significant percentage of the people that really shouldn't be going to college. It's not the best choice.
Ian, when I first started going to college, I won't say what year, but I went to a pretty expensive private university, and I remember my tuition was $3,360 a year, which at the time was, wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I commuted. And by the time I graduated 4 years later, that number was up to over $8,000.
Wow. 4 years.
In 4 years. So you, that statement in the article you mentioned about income versus tuition and the way tuition has gone up way beyond the inflation rate is absolutely true. And all it's done is get kids into a lot of debt between the cost of living while they're going to school and the tuition and everything all piled up. By the time they get out of school and they go to get a job, they're already way in the hole.
Yeah, and what do we hear from the politicians? George Bush's first State of the Union address, shortly thereafter, I remember they had his education secretary on. I can't remember who this woman is. I think her last name is Chow or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, yeah, we want to get a million more kids with Pell Grants. And they're getting criticized for not doing enough for students.
And that's a government loan, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that brings the cost of it higher.
Yeah, because, of course, you get higher demand, and the costs of education are going to go up. You got more kids wanting the service.
We got to go to the phones. It is Kurt on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Gardner. Hello, Kurt.
How are you, gentlemen?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to make a couple of comments about shows that I've just listened to.
Okay.
One was you were speaking about how offended Christians get over in the Christmas season.
Yeah, that's right. They believe there's a war on Christmas.
Yes. Well, the O'Reillyites do, that's for sure. And you read a quote from a lady who was lamenting the fact that the Christian calendar's most important holiday was being desecrated.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody within the Christian community understands that Christmas is not their most important holiday. Their most important holiday is Easter.
All right, hang on, Kurt. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com. How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's BedFAN.com.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gar.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system awaits you. Over 140,000 posts. Over 1,300 people interacting. Lots to talk about. Serious issues. Fun stuff. You'll find it all for free, of course, at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And is there a little person that's important to you this Christmas? Give them Financial Literacy for Christmas, A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. It's a great stocking stuffer, and it'll be shipped to you by Christmas. Check out A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com. That's akidsjourney.com. And I'm telling you, I have yet to see this book, A Kid's Journey, but it sounds fantastic. It sounds like the stuff they should be teaching kids in school.
Yeah, great point.
Because if we teach kids how to invest, then they won't have to go to college unless they want to be a doctor, a lawyer, and all that. We're going to get back into college, but we got calls rolling in. We got to go to the phones. Let's go back to Kurt in Michigan. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Gardner.
Thanks for keeping me over. I appreciate it.
No problem, Kurt. What else was on your mind tonight?
Another short comment I wanted to make was about a gentleman who called from Georgia. I can't remember his name, whose assertion that punishment was reserved for thought crimes. You have some of the most brilliant callers call into this show, and that's why I listen to it, because the interplay is just astounding, and it opened my mind up to new ways of thought that I didn't think of.
Yeah, I learned so much from our callers on Free Talk Live. People ask. I've been asked by people, how do you know so much about these things? Well, it's because my callers tell me. I didn't learn them in school, that's for sure.
It's like a forum. It's an educational forum.
Yeah, we really do have some of the most brilliant listeners and callers, and some of the most drunken and useless callers as well. You know, you take the good with that.
I get asked the same thing, and I always say Free Talk Live. That's how I know.
There you go. Kurt, any other thoughts for us?
How do you, so far as public schools and getting them up to snuff from where they're not, or doing away with them completely, or it's more in the vein of convincing people, how do you convince a 30-year-old whose education has failed them, that they didn't know their education failed them, that their education is failing now their children?
How do you convince them? That's an excellent question.
Yeah.
And
because their education has failed them, and their education is now failing their children, but they don't know that their education has failed them. How do we convince them?
I'm going to go around the room here and we'll find out. Kurt, thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. Let's go with Wayne first. What do you think? How do we convince, as the homeschooler, how do we convince people in a 30-year to 50-year-old age range bracket that the system is screwed?
I think you have to get across to them that the educational system is far worse than when they went to school. My mom is a retired teacher, and she has no idea. I talk to her about this stuff all the time. I say, you know, when you taught, things are a lot worse now. And then she actually had gone to teach in private school for a while because public school at the time in the 70s when she started teaching was getting bad. And, it, of course, it's far worse now.
Mm. Gardner.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting conundrum to say, how do you teach someone who is ignorant of the problem?
That there is a problem.
That there is a problem, because he himself was brought up with that problem.
Right. And, when you start throwing out facts, I mean, they might come back with, well, this is the greatest education system in the world.
Yeah, I think the way to do it is to historically look at test scores. As we mentioned, they adjusted the SAT scores in the mid-90s.
Well, kids are getting dumber, Gardner. Kids are getting dumber.
Yeah, exactly. Look at the number of kids who are being drugged in schools. Get those statistics.
We've got to keep them in line. These kids are acting out. How else are we supposed to keep them in line?
Yeah, well, get statistics on the number of illiterate graduates there are. Get statistics on the test scores for kids.
All we need are better teachers. We need smaller class sizes and better teachers.
Well, and what you brought up, Ian, you brought up a great point. Harry Brown's book, Government Doesn't Work, and the different charts that are there. Get material from John Taylor Gatto. Get material from Sam Blumenfeld. And what you're going to have to do is basically present a case like a prosecutor with as much data as you can get and then ask them serious questions. Do you think that this system could be functional or operated better in a different way if it was more responsive? And show how much administrative costs have gone up in schools. Show all that stuff.
And maybe compare costs between, for instance, government schools, per pupil costs, which are usually $7,000 to $10,000 per pupil.
Yeah.
Compare those costs to private schools, which range as low as $3,500.
And then appeal to their wallet and say, do you think you're getting a good return on your investment?
Well, I only pay $700 in property taxes. I don't have to pay the... There's all kinds of objections. The reason I was bringing up those objections,
sure,
I was kind of playing the role.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of objections a true believer can bring up. Somebody who believes that the government school system is inherently good because it's free, so-called, and all that. It's just been completely indoctrinated. Well, if you bring up the points that Gardner and Wayne suggested, and it seems like they're falling on deaf ears. Like, they keep coming back with retorts and saying, well, this is the greatest school system, and people deserve education. It's just the parroting the government line. Well, then maybe you should shift gears, because if the facts aren't working, if the statistics aren't working, if they're shutting their eyes and denying it and, you know, plugging their ears and yelling, no, government schools are great, well, then you probably aren't, it's probably not worth continuing, but you might be able to get them if you just simply show them the gun in the room. And we were talking about this a few days ago on the show, the idea that government programs are enforced on others.
Right.
And if you can get them to understand that using force on others is a bad idea, and I think most people don't want to force their neighbors to do things, they just don't realize that the government is this tool of force.
Yeah.
And so if we can maybe get them to make that connection, rather than trying to battle their predetermined mindset on government schools as to whether or not they're good, maybe we can just override all of the facts. Maybe we can override having to present this persuasive case about government schools and instead persuade them on just the method of funding these institutions in the first place.
I think you're right. And you know, something else that you can do as a suggestion, check out John Stossel's special, Stupid in America.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's excellent. And Stossel has a very, very keen rhetorical approach, which is oftentimes when he's with someone in an interview environment, he simply asks questions.
Sure.
And continues to ask questions and sticks
just
to the question.
Box them in the corner.
Right. And it's excellent. So you can do the same thing with your neighbor who doesn't quite feel. You
right.
say, well, but what about this? What about allowing for competition? Why shouldn't we allow? What would happen there? And then they start to
see. Sound like John Stossel.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Well, a lot of people learn from television anyway. So if you give them a DVD and they can watch it in the privacy of their own home.
There's another reason why that's so powerful, and I'm glad you mentioned it, is because if you've got rapport with this individual, if they're a friend of yours or a neighbor or a family member, they're less likely to believe what you have to say. They're more likely to believe the strange man on television.
Isn't
so,
that weird?
Yeah, it's just the way it works. So hand him a copy of John Stossel's report. Hand him a Free Talk Live. Because for some reason, strangers are experts. I don't know why that is. It's just how it is. Let's continue with the phone calls. Johnson in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Gardner.
Hey, hey, I just wanted to talk about presenting the case. And I would hope that anyone who's going to be, you know, doing any sort of research like this and presenting a case would try and assemble some of that information for everyone else on the Free Talk Live wiki.
Good idea.
Because it seems like that is should be the ultimate resource on an issue-by-issue basis for all of these things.
Wow, that's a great idea.
So that you could go to the wiki. This is what I thought that the wiki was going to turn into, and it kind of started to go that direction, but not really, but it could stand to go there a lot more.
Like a repository for persuasive arguments for liberty. That way you could essentially say, well, go here. Go to this webpage on the Free Talk Live wiki.
Yeah, right,
What you could even do? I don't know how much Ian wants to do with this, but you could even feature it at the top of the Free Talk Live page each week, a different topic where you're looking to cull information and gather information about, let's say, firearms history, the First Amendment.
See, the trick there, Gardner, we could do that. It's all possible with the wiki, but the trick is it's on the listeners to do it, because I don't have time for that crap.
Right, exactly.
So if they don't do it, then it doesn't happen.
If they don't do it, that's fine. Yeah,
right. Johnson, any other suggestions or comments?
Yeah, it's just, you know, hopefully if there are people out there that are, you know, that do want to engage in that sort of thing and, you know, have it in them. You know, obviously if you have somebody who you're trying to convince, you have that fire in your belly and you are going to put together that information, so why not share that with everyone else while you're out there doing it?
Right, otherwise you're just working for yourself. Now with the wiki, you can leverage that. And everybody else can benefit from it as well. That way we don't all have to research every single topic every time we want to talk to somebody. Great idea, Johnson. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. And the wiki is at wiki.freetalklive.com. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. Only one segment remains, and this is the Monday edition, but still enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-722-9020. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-722-9020. That's 800-722-9020.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control, 800-259-9231. We'll try to squeeze you in here, but the calls are kind of... Well, we're kind of loaded up with them here. See you in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Gar.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. We give them away, unlike those other radio talk show hosts who want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it all for free. But if you want to help support the show, then we do ask that you amp Free Talk Live. One of our callers, Richard from Australia, was highly recommending it earlier in the show, and I recommend it as well. If you like Free Talk Live, you want to spread the show, get us on more radio stations around the country, get more internet listeners on board, amp's the way to go. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can pony up all of $3 a month. That's all we're asking for, and it's totally voluntary. Remember, the website's for free, so this is above and beyond all of that. It's $3 a month. And basically, you're going to help us get on more stations, and you're going to get some perks. You're going to get access to the Amplifier-only call-in lines, the Amplifier-only forums, some classic archives, and more. Get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Speaking of amplifiers, let's go to, it is Chris in Georgia on the Amplifier line. Hello, Chris.
Yes. I have to say I agree with you about the Amplifier. It's well worth it.
Great. Fantastic. What's on your mind, sir?
My mind is, I was listening to the podcast. I'm a podcast listener. In Atlanta, we don't get Free Talk Live on live. But my thing with the you had told me his name before, and I forgot it. But,
Brian Fleming is the man we had on the show on Saturday night.
Right, Brian Fleming. He was trying to argue science versus faith.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't really sync up, just because faith is something you believe in without proof.
Sure, yes.
I appreciate your disclaimers, and I disagree with Mark about you being completely against Christianity.
No, but, I'm not anti-Christian at all. I'm absolutely fond of the Christians who keep it to themselves. And as far as, like, the Christians up here, I work side by side. I stand side by side on the road when we're doing IRS protests here every week in Keene.
Yeah.
I'm right next to very devoted Christians. And if we get into a conversation, and it's very rare, if we're at a group, a gathering of Free State Project members, it's rare that religion will come up. But even if it does, everybody has a good time. Everybody's friendly about it. It's not anyone trying to proselytize or recruit. I'm not trying to recruit atheists. They aren't trying to recruit me into their Christian camp. Everybody gets along. So those Christians, I'm totally cool with.
Absolutely. But I got the best word I can term from it for Brian Fleming was an evangelical atheist.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, he's borderline. From what I could tell, he's not. I think he was just more responding to what Mark was saying more than anything else. But from his work, I think he's just somebody who is pretty sick of organized religion. I think he's probably fighting against organized religion more than religion itself.
And you know what's fascinating in the debate? The intrinsic part of the debate is, as you mentioned, if you're looking for evidence to support faith. That's really difficult because faith is based on belief. And, you know, the perfect QED is found in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy with the Babel fish or that sort of thing. Or in the Grand Inquisitor, in the story of the Grand Inquisitor, where Jesus comes back and the first person he meets is the Grand Inquisitor. And the Grand Inquisitor says, oh, come along. This is wonderful. You're back. This is great. Jesus says, yeah, I'm back. And he brings him, walks him around, brings him into a cell and imprisons him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, wait a minute. I'm back. It's me. I'm Christ. He says, well, you got to understand, for you to exist, you need faith. And the only way to have faith is for people not to actually have it proven that you exist. And what's really going on is the Grand Inquisitor is the person who gains his power by people needing him to be the intermediary between Christ and the people. And it is fascinating, the idea of, you know, if you are looking for a reason, if you're looking for a scientific explanation for the creation of the universe, the creation of nature, it is by its nature going to be supernatural.
Yeah, I don't look for that answer.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter to me how the universe was created. I'm living my life now, and what matters to me is what I'm doing today and tomorrow and into the future. I don't concern myself with that. And as far as faith is concerned, I do agree with you, Gardner, but it just seems to me that having faith is generally a silly thing to do because it's based on absolutely nothing. With that in mind, Chris, any final thoughts?
Yeah. Well, as far as, you know, the evidence towards, you know, the Christ being raised from the dead, does an omnipotent entity have to follow any particular scientific
laws of physics
to raise?
No, of course not, because that's, you know, that's the fantasy of religion. They don't have to follow any of the rules. They can get away with breaking as many as they want to and rewriting the laws of physics if they want to, and everybody just believes it.
Well, Ian, in all fairness, the laws of physics are man-made and they're changing all the time.
That's true, but they are also tested and, you know, to some extent, there's evidence to support their existence.
In some situations, yes.
Indeed. Chris, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I was going to say that I think that a lot of people, it's said that we have a spiritual side to us. I think a lot of people get turned off to religion because of the way religion can be. You grew up down in the South where you've got all the hell and the brimstone, and it's very extreme. When you come up here to New England, it's much different. It's much more subdued and subtle, and it's much different up here. So I think that a lot of people who are raised in the South who are exposed to that, they either go right into it completely or they're turned off so completely to it that they end up becoming atheists. And maybe there's some middle ground for some people. That's what I believe, but I don't push it on other people.
Yeah, and that's that I appreciate.
Yeah.
Let's go on. We got Greg in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Gardner.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to give a shout-out to John Connor.
We don't do shout-outs. What else is on your mind?
Well, I was going to talk about the Bohemian Grove.
Oh, boy. What about it?
Well, I just want to know why is everybody... Nobody's able to talk about it as much. Everybody got... shuts up about it, doesn't want to come out online.
You're on the air. What do you got to say?
What I want to say is, does anybody ever, like, contact their political leaders and ask why they go to these rituals and these satanic...
I don't know. Have you?
I have. I've actually wrote Senator Voinovich, and I've heard Brown. I spoke to about it, and they all ignore it.
They all what?
They won't talk about it. They just ignore and blow it off. I want to know why it's never brought up on TV or anything about it, or...
Maybe it's because it's a private club. You know,
well, I know,
it's
but
private.
I don't infiltrate it, but it seems like everybody just hush-ups about it. Nobody wants to talk about it no more. And, I mean, these are like Christian leaders that go to the satanic occult.
Well, these are all allegations. I mean, I've seen the video that you're talking about. There's this cult, in case you don't know what he's referring to, there's this place
called
the Bohemian Grove, and it's rumored that the politicians and decision makers in the world all get together and sacrifice babies in front of an owl or something.
Yeah,
they've showed the members list of Newt Gingrich, they showed all the George Bush, they showed George Bush Sr.'s name, Jimmy Carter, and all the lists, and all these political leaders that claim to be Christians, and they're all phonies.
Okay.
I can't believe none of the people come out and talk about it or bring it up. Anytime they do, like John Connors brings it up, everybody just hangs up on them. They won't let him talk. Sean Hannity, just a show for them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's never brought up about this. We all know 9/11 was an inside job.
Okay, well, we're not going to get into that. I mean, that's been broached so many times on this show, and we're running short on time. But as far as the Bohemian Grove is concerned, I mean, it's their private club, and there are rules about how private it's supposed to be, and when you ask them questions about it, they don't want to talk about it. It's their prerogative, and if you think you're going to make a difference in the world by calling talk shows and outing the politicians, then continue doing so. It's clear that what you're doing isn't making a difference. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You know, that these conspiracy theorists, you know, they've got some interesting allegations. They've got interesting claims. But it's clear that most people just aren't too concerned with that. And as far as what they do at the Bohemian Grove, just because you get somebody in there with a video camera from far away shooting footage of this doesn't necessarily mean that they're Satanists. Just means they've got some silly little play that they do. And maybe they are Satanists, in which case, what good is outing them going to do? They're just going to deny it. They're going to deny that they're Satanists, and then their followers are going to say, wow, those crazy people, how could they have thought that Newt Gingrich was a Satanist? He's my hero. And people are just going to go on ignoring your claims because they sound crazy. Maybe they're true. But it really doesn't matter in the long run, right? Because if you get rid of Newt Gingrich, they're just going to replace him with somebody else who's a power-mongering freak. And it doesn't matter to me if they're Satanists or true Christians or whatever their belief system is. If they're in there using government to enforce their way on other people, they're bad folks. And they deserve to be opposed for that reason, not because they participate in some ceremony. Let's go to Eric in Texas. Final thoughts from you, Eric. You've got about 20 seconds. What's on your mind?
I'll make it real quick, guys. I've just been trying to look on the internet. I've been searching everywhere, and I can't find what I'm looking for. I was wondering if you could help me out. I'm looking for a book or an essay that compares the political climate of the Revolutionary era to today, and how much worse off we are than they were when they...
That's an excellent question. I don't have an answer, but I suggest you post that request on our bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. I know those guys will help you out. Thanks, man. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Garth.
We'll all be back tomorrow night. And online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. People